This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Bless the Lord. So I wanted to know about pleading. And I wanted to look it up in the scripture and see what the Word of God says about it. So I looked it up in the Hebrew lexicon. Because the Hebrew words are sometimes translated with different English words. So I looked it up every time it was in the Old Testament. Now, Hebrew words are wonderful. They have only 240 root words, and every word of all their language comes from one of those 200 roots, and that root is in a family of words. And it's like a wheel. At the center is the root word, and then growing out from that are all the other words made from that root word. Like, for instance, the best known word in all the world is amen. And that's a root word. It literally means in Hebrew, may this prayer come true. Then by adding vowel sounds, just those spokes that come out from that wheel, you have all the words which go together to make a prayer come true. And one of the words that has, and every time you see this word, because they only use the consonants, it looks to you like amen. But the word is emunah. Can you hear the same consonants? And that's the word for faith. It takes faith to make the prayer come true. You see how it works? And that root word is always a verb. Amen, if you know it or not, is a verb form. It's an action word of making a prayer come true. And this root word for plead is pronounced reeve. And it means in its verb form, it means to strive or contend. And we see it in, let's look at one of the first places it appears in Genesis 31:36. Genesis 31:36. This is one of the first appearances of it. And this word in here, it doesn't say plead. It uses the word chode. Genesis 31:36. And Jacob was wroth and chode. That's the word. With Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin? See, he's really pleading his case. That thou hast so hotly pursued after me. Because this word means, in its verb form, to conduct a legal case. Plead doesn't have anything in the world to do with begging. Nothing. Its meaning is so far from begging. If you think that when you plead the blood, you're begging the blood, you are absolutely opposite what it means. It's a legal word. This book is a legal book. And it means to plead a legal, conduct, plead a legal case. Let's turn to some other places it's used. Look at Isaiah 3, and we see it in verse 13. God is the judge of all. There is a prosecuting attorney called the accuser of the brethren. There is an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have legal cases. The Lord, Yahweh, when you see L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah. Jehovah stands up to plead and stands to judge the people. Now, I want you to look at some really good ones that you'll see it. And look at 1 Samuel 24. You'll see it really well here, its meaning. 1 Samuel 24 and verse 15. The Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh. Yahweh, Jehovah, therefore, be judge, and judge between me and thee, and see, and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thine hand. This is the word plead, reeve. It's just one word in the Hebrew. To get the meaning, we have to use three English words. Plead my case. I've got a legal case here. When you plead the blood of Jesus, you're pleading your legal case. Hallelujah. Turn to Micah. You're going to see the word again here in Micah chapter 7, in verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until there will be an end to it. He plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Our cause requires his righteousness. Your righteousness is not good enough. And the pleading of your case, the legal case you had to stand on for your righteousness, is the blood of Jesus Christ. Remember, the life is in the blood. And when that blood is poured out, the life of Jesus Christ, God didn't have to make men to be creatures of blood. Angels didn't have blood. Jesus tonight doesn't have any blood. He has a flesh and bone body. Because he poured out his blood as an offering for your sin. And the sin, it was so pure, it was God's own blood that it covered all the sin of everybody in the whole world. But they have to apply it by faith to their lives to walk in the righteousness of it. That's what you had to do. See, all through the Old Testament, it gives us the truth of the new. What's coming? There he was in that predicament that he knew one day the Lord was going to plead his case. Really, the Lord already had in heaven. Jeremiah 50, 34, you'll see the word redeem. He redeemed us. Jeremiah 50, 34. Their Redeemer is strong. Jehovah of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Really, this chapter has to do with Jacob and the Jews, and God's going to plead their case against the nations of this world. He pleads their cause. Hallelujah. You could look up Lamentations 3:58. We won't read it. In that, it's translated, pleaded the cause. You can read Proverbs 20:23. There you see the same thing, plead their cause. Psalm 43:1 says, judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from the man of deceit and iniquity. Woo! Psalm 119:154 said, plead my cause. Psalm 74:22 says, arise, O God, and plead thine own cause. He's got a case too. Now let's read this one, Isaiah 43. Say glory. Isaiah 43. Does this give you faith? You're supposed to be getting faith that you've got a case. Isaiah 43 and verses 25 and 26. I, even I, am he that blots out thy transgressions for my own sake. God does it for his sake. And will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. When you go before the Lord to plead your case and put him in remembrance of his word and his covenant rights, you don't have any other case than the blood of Jesus Christ and the covenant that it ratifies. Bless the Lord. Now let's turn to, and we'll see the noun of this, in Deuteronomy. You'll see it, Deuteronomy 21:5. In the noun, it means a case at law. A case, C-A-S-E, at law. Deuteronomy 21:5, And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near. For them the Lord thy God hath chosen to minister unto him and to bless in the name of the Lord. And by their word shall every, here it's the word controversy, case at law, and every stroke be tried. The case at law. Now, here's how the cases turn out. Deuteronomy 25:1. Deuteronomy 25:1. Here it's the word controversy. It means a case at law. If there be a controversy, a case at law, between men, and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall, here's how it's supposed to turn out, justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Whenever the prosecuting attorney, Satan, accuses you day and night with a case against you, and he's always accusing people, whether he has a legal one or not, then we, bless the Lord, oh my soul, hallelujah, have a plea. Our plea is the blood of Jesus, and we overcome him and shut him up, and we become the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And do not have to bear the stroke of judgment. Bless the Lord. Now that's what it means to plead the blood. Hasn't anything to do with begging. I had a friend in Ohio. Kent and I knew her one summer. She and her husband were just saved out of a hippiedom. She was a hippie chick. And they like to live close to the earth, and they lived in a big old farmhouse in Ohio, and we went out and visited them, and they canned things, and they lived close to the earth, and they dried. It was interesting. And she just had gotten born again, and she told me this story. She had a dream just after she was born again. And she was up to heaven. She was at the gate to get in. And there was someone there who's questioning the people. There were two people ahead of her. The first man in the line, they said, "And you're here? And what is your right to be here?" And the man said, "Well, I was a Boy Scout leader for 20 years. And I always lived a good life in front of those Boy Scouts and taught them honorable things. And those boys turned out really well." And the man at the gate said, "Is there any more? Anything more?" And the man said, "No, Boy Scout leader, 20 years, good man, always honest, paid my bills." And he said, "You can't come in," and rejected him. And then there was one more person in front of my friend in her dream. And this person said, the one at the gate of heaven said, "And what is your right to come in here?" And that person said, "Well, I was a Sunday school teacher for 30 years. I taught the Sunday school. I was always lived godly before those young people. Many of them turned out to be good, honorable, upstanding."
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, "The Power in the Blood of Jesus." This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. Or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.